One thing led to another. She woke up in my bed this morning.
What?
I don't listen.
Hold on. So you're telling me that you have just slept with a woman who was on her Hindu. She's about to get married and y'all have gone and done the dirty in Coachella. Welcome back to reality. We're just going to talk all things pop culture today. And even though it looks like this is a solo episode, it's not, because you are going to be helping me discuss everything. It is a phone-in show today. Look, if you want to phone into the next episode, just DM the Reality with Will handle on Instagram. But look, we've got a huge selection of callers who are on standby, ready to comment, ready to give their opinions. We're going to talk about Coachella in a bit because it's looking a bit mad. I wish I went, but the girlies are beefing right now. Drake and Rick Ross. Drake has accused Rick Ross of taking the weight loss drug Ozempic to lose weight. So let's have a look at a recent picture of Rick Ross to see what the difference is. Guys, if Rick Ross is taking Ozempic, then he just needs to increase the dose, because what is that?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
He's looking like Saucy Santana. No, but for real. Do you think celebrities and influencers should disclose when they are taking a weight loss drug like Ozempic? Personally, I think if you're a public figure, I think if you're famous, you know, and you used to be bigger and you're now taking Ozempic and posting pictures of you looking slimmer on social media without declaring it, without declaring the fact that you're on a weight loss drug, you, my friend, are a fraud. Not you posing like a model on Instagram when behind closed doors you're injecting yourself, vomiting your lungs out and eating like a rabbit. Don't get me started. All right, we've got our first caller on the line. Dorothy, what are you saying? What are your opinions?
Will, that's a silly thing for you to say. Like, no one should have to reveal they are taking weight loss drugs publicly.
But why? It's
not your business.
It's literally dishonest.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's a personal decision at the end of the day. The Ozempic drug has helped so many people. So I don't even see why you're bashing it.
How am I bashing it? Look, I'm just basically saying that people, social media influencers, celebrities should declare when they're using Ozempic or weight loss drugs. There are so many like young girls on social media who think everyone has this body because they're going to the gym, and they ain't going to the gym. They're just injecting themselves.
Oh my God, Will, it's not your business. You're just giving it a bad name.
If you're saving up to buy some Ozempic, then just say, because you're sounding like some ambassador for the drug.
Will, instead of you complaining about weight loss drugs, why don't you consider taking it? Your double chin is creeping up.
Oh! Guys. Right, so remember we're asking that question, should celebrities or influencers who take weight loss drugs declare it on social media? We have got Dominique on the phone. What are you saying? What is your opinion?
What up? Hi, Will. So, I take weight loss drugs myself. Mm-hmm. I'm somewhat of a huge influencer.
Okay.
I've already lost 15 kg.
Damn.
Why would I want to let social media know? What's the point?
Well, that means you're a fraud. It means you're a fraud.
Well,
because your followers...
I think you're just jealous.
Your followers don't even know how you're losing your weight. You're lying to your own followers. You're a fraud.
Yeah, but it's not their business, though. The point is, I'm losing weight.
It is their business. If you're an influencer and you're putting your life out there, you're putting your lifestyle out there, you're putting on a whole facade telling your followers that you're looking slim by going to the gym when you're not. You're using weight loss drugs.
But how I lose the weight is my business. You're just jealous because I'm looking snatched, babes.
Jealous how? Don't hate. The only thing that you are snatching right now is the medicine from people who are diabetic. Because you do know those are drugs for people who have diabetes. You know, hold on. Why don't you go and tell all your friends, family members, colleagues who have diabetes that you are stealing their medication because you're too lazy to go to the gym? How about that?
How am I too lazy? Listen, lazy to go to the gym. The gym does not work. I've tried the gym. That's long. What works is this stuff. Don't worry about the gym.
Okay, so are you happy lying to your followers and probably even your friends and family? Is that a flex?
Shut up.
See, this is what I mean. Like, you need to declare... She's hung up. This is what I mean. You need to declare how you're losing your weight. If you are an influencer with influence, then let your followers know that you are taking weight loss drugs. These Ozempic warriors clearly can't hack the heat. And I know some people at Coachella are on that drug because I've seen the pictures. So wait, what were your favourite Coachella performances, by the way? Like, I loved seeing Will Smith back on stage. He was performing Men in Black. J Balvin brought him on stage. I saw J Balvin kind of, like, ducking his head a few times. He probably didn't want Will Smith to slap him. But you know what? It's actually Will Smith's first performance since that incident, by the way. I saw Justin Bieber performing Essence with Wizkid and Thames. One part of me thought, cute, but another part of me thought, we didn't need Justin Bieber there. Why was he there? Wizkid and Thames are like a strong enough force on their own. For example, when Selena Gomez jumped on that remix with Rema, why? It's unnecessary. African artists do not need mainstream artists to be validated or accepted. So we've got another caller on the line. Dorothy's back on the line after she hanged up on me and told me I needed to take Ozempic. Dorothy, what are your opinions on this one?
Will, you're being naive. White people are the ones who make Africans rich. So African artists need a white artist to work with so the song can do better. Thames and Wizkid knew they needed Justin Bieber and stayed at Coachella to make it a better performance.
That is a big statement to make, you know. That's a crazy... Are you believing what you're actually saying?
Will, you are in denial.
Hold on. I'm just asking you, are you believing what you're actually saying? That's a crazy statement to make. So wait, which white person made Wizkid rich? Burna Boy. Burna Boy's mum manages him.
You have no idea. Probably someone behind the scenes. Afrobeat artists need mainstream artists and white artists to make them. And that's all I've got to say. Bye.
When are we going to get to a place where we understand that the African music and entertainment industry has its own space? It doesn't necessarily rely on mainstream artists, whether that's Justin Bieber or whoever. Obviously, Justin Bieber was on stage with Thames and Wizkid at Coachella, fine, that's not a problem. But I think for me, I'm more thinking about the time when Selena Gomez jumped on Rema's track Calm Down, and a lot of people felt like that maybe made the track more commercial. I feel like the track Calm Down was already fine the way it is, but let me know what you think. DM me on Instagram. That's at Reality with Will. So we've managed to line up some callers who are at Coachella at the scene. They're going to spill all the tea about all their experiences. So this is the Coachella hotline. It is now open. Avi, what are you saying? How are you?
Well, I'm so hungover. It's my first Coachella.
That's a good sign. That's a sign of a good night, right?
No. actually kicking with my boyfriend, but he's not talking to me. Because I got so drunk, and he saw me kissing someone else by the toilet.
Babe, he should be the one crying, not you. Are you not embarrassed? Wait, what? Are you being for real?
I mean, I couldn't help myself in the moment. Doja Cat came on. Her music got me going. The guy was cute, but I'm a bit ashamed.
And so you should be ashamed. Hold on. So wait, are you in the hotel now? Are you kind of like, you're in the hotel?
No, I'm just waiting for him to call me.
If I were him, I would confiscate your passport and leave you there. What made you think you could embarrass him like that? Hold on, who paid for this trip?
He did. I mean, he can't leave me here because we rent a flat together in London.
Oh, yes, he can. He can leave you there. And he can also take your name off that tenancy agreement where you stay, because that's what I'd do.
I mean, I just want him to know I'm sorry.
What a disaster. Thank you so much. Next caller, please.
Oh, man. Where do I start? I tell you, man, it's crazy. It's out of this world. You know, there's girls galore. The guys are real cool. It's just all love. It's just all love. Nothing but love. I bumped into some people that I ain't seen in years. It's the place to be.
Okay. And you've called in for some advice. What would you need advice on?
Well, here's the advice. But I just want to say I love your podcast show. I just love how you do it and everything there before I even get to the advice. But now, the advice is this, bro, there's too many girls out here. Just know that if your partner is at Coachella, now she's not your girl anymore.
Eesh.
Listen, yeah, bro, I need your advice on this.
Go on.
I met a group of girls. Mm. Can you hear me?
Yeah, talk to me.
Yeah, I met a group of girls who were on their hen do at Coachella during the WizKid performance.
Yeah.
The young lady who's brought to get married starts flirting with me.
Okay.
One thing led to another. She woke up in my bed this morning.
What?
That's mental. It's crazy. What should... Yeah.
So what?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it myself. She woke up in my bed this morning and I'm trying to understand. But hold up, it's the same thing that was getting married. Like, what the... So this is the advice I need. Hold on.
So you're telling me that you have just slept with a woman who was on her hen do. She's about to get married and y'all have gone and done the dirty in Coachella.
Yeah, well, listen, first and foremost, I've been someone that's been blessed with a lot of game. I've got a lot of game. I'm very good at talking to girls and, you know, getting what I want out of them. But fucking no, like, I ain't done... Listen, I might even slept with a married woman before. I married women before, but never one that's about to.
Okay, so never in my life. She needs to throw the wedding ring in the bin. She needs to throw herself in the bin, and you need to throw yourself in the bin, because this is all about this.
Well, listen, in my case, I'm blaming it on the alcohol. In her case, she can blame it on the alcohol she wants, but I weren't the one that was getting married. It was her.
Hold on. Do her bridesmaids know? Like, did her girls know that what she did?
I'm pretty sure the bridesmaids know what time it is. They was there during the time she was flirting with me. Not throughout the whole time. Sometimes it's just me and her. But the initiation, they was there when she was flirting with me.
Wait, you're telling me her fiance bought her an engagement ring, probably worth a good £10,000-£20,000, just for another man to be. Oh my good gosh.
I know. But think about this there. If I feel a bit guilty, could you imagine how she feels? But you know what, though? One thing I've noticed with these females in life, though, yeah? It's all about them. A lot of times, they don't even really feel guilty. certain times. It's just all about them. So I don't know the dynamics, the relationship between her and him, okay. How it is, but boy.
Okay, we're going to have to end it there. Thank you so much. Coachella is sounding like an absolute madness. Guys, I think that's enough drama for one day. Like, the first phone-in show, not bad. Don't forget that if you want to phone in next time, just DM us on Instagram. The hashtag is Reality With Will. The handle is Reality With Will. Connect with us on social media and just let us know what you think. Share, share, share. And listen on Spotify as well. You know, listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. I'll be back real soon. Stay in touch.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.